When law enforcement officers and firefighters die in the line of duty, their survivors may be left without health insurance. Three families of state troopers who died in the past 3 years have been covered under orders issued by Governors Sean Parnell and Bill Walker, but a future administration could change that. These families are looking for a permanent solution that will cover themselves and other survivors in the future, but there's a debate about how that should happen. APRN's Andrew Kitchenman reports.
When Nikki Toll's husband, Alaska State Trooper Tage Toll, died in a helicopter crash in 2013, she quickly found out that health coverage for herself and their three sons was ending.
His body hadn't even been positively identified yet, and we were without insurance.
She was able to purchase coverage through the public employee retirement system, but due to paperwork problems with her husband's death certificate, she paid extra. She only received relief a year later. That's when the shooting deaths of Trooper Sergeant Patrick Scott Johnson and Trooper Gabe Rich led then-Governor Sean Parnell to order that the survivors' families receive health benefits. Anchorage Republican Representative Charisse Millett introduced House Bill 66 to permanently provide these benefits to survivors. But the bill stalled after it was referred to the House Labor and Commerce Committee. Committee Chairman Republican Kurt Olson of Soldotna says the proposal needs to be considered more. He says it's not clear whether the federal law that regulates state-provided insurance allows for survivors to be covered. He also questions whether it's legally appropriate to cover some survivors of public workers and not others. He noted that workers with duties other than public safety die while performing their duties. Olson also says it may be more appropriate for troopers' families to be covered through labor contracts rather than changes in state law.
Each of the bargaining units is looking for something like that. It should be something that would be negotiated. And there are other ways that it could be addressed, you know, for example, life insurance or annuities.
Majority Leader Millett tried to insert the legislation as an amendment to the wide-ranging criminal justice bill that's advancing in the legislature. But House Speaker Mike Chenault of Nikiski ruled the amendment out of order, saying that it violates the rule that state laws must pertain to a single subject. Chenault also says survivors should be covered, but he's unsure about the best way to do that. He adds that the state shouldn't require local governments to cover their law enforcement officers and firefighters like the proposed bill would. While other legislators express support for covering survivors, they say it may take more time. Big Lake Republican Representative Mark Newman says the legislature should take up the issue next session.
I know that myself, the majority leader, and others have focused to make this a very high priority when you come back next year.
For her part, Millett concedes that survivor benefits won't be included in the criminal justice bill, but she vowed to continue to fight for it.
To assure that those folks that are watching and reaching out to us via email and phone calls and through Facebook messages that it's not over.
Nikki Toll says it's been difficult to see the bill's progress stop.
To be told repeatedly, over and over again, you're going to be taken care of. This is the right thing to do. That why hasn't this already been done? And then to not even get heard, and intensely frustrating.
Toll wants action this year. She says Trooper Sergeant Johnson's widow faces the end of her coverage in December, which Toll sees as a deadline for the state to act.
We need to be able to say to future families, you genuinely are taken care of. Right now, that's an offensive, disrespectful lie, and it needs to get done.
There are no hearings scheduled on the benefits bill. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.